With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Montezuma County's Planning and Zoning Commission has decided more study is needed for two complex and potentially controversial proposals. On Thursday night, the board considered a draft ordinance to regulate one-time-only outdoor events, such as this summer's failed bongathon, which would have brought 1,000 people to the Dolores River Valley for 2 days of competitive cannabis smoking. The county commissioners used a court injunction to shut down the event after organizers threatened to hold it without a permit. But on Thursday, P&Z's Michael Gaddy asked if the lengthy ordinance was just a knee-jerk reaction to the bongathon and questioned how it would have helped in that situation anyway. The second proposal before P&Z involved the possible use of a state law to protect the Phil's World bicycle trail system from energy drilling. Called HB 1041, the law lets counties regulate certain areas, but its use to protect recreation would be unusual. P&Z scheduled a workshop on November 12th and another on December 3rd to study the proposals separately. And in other news, a federal judge has denied San Juan County, Utah Commissioner Phil Lyman a new trial. Lyman and Monticello blogger Monty Wells were convicted in May of two misdemeanors for their part in a protest ride through the BLM's Recapture Canyon the year before. Lyman had sought a new trial on the grounds that the government had failed to disclose a 1979 map indicating the Recapture Road might be a public highway under a statute known as RS-2477 and thus could not be closed. But on Thursday, U.S. District Judge David Nuffer ruled the map was not admissible because it was established at Lyman's trial that the BLM had the right to close the road. Nuffer said, when no RS-2477 claim has been adjudicated for a road, a presumption in favor of the government applies. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.